It's a Monday. That means it's Mondays with Mo, our weekly conversation with the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak. Many topics to cover in this edition of Mondays with Mo. Miles Michaelis, an all-star. Matt Carpenter, very well could be. Updates on Tyler Lyons and Luke Gregerson. The Memphis Redbirds are playing well. And an update on former first-round pick Delvin Perez, all coming up. Mondays with Mo, presented by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
Mondays with Mo with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mo, the Cardinals get pretty good news yesterday in the fact that Miles Michaelis is headed to the All-Star game, and it's really turned out to be a great story for Miles and for the club.
You know, it really has. And, you know, I think back to Matt Slater and Jeff Ishii recommending him. They were quite bullish on pushing for him, and, you know, clearly to have someone perform to the level he has gives us a lot more confidence on how to think about Japan moving forward, but it also is someone that's really been an anchor to our staff, and you've got to be impressed with what you see. And I sometimes laugh because I think about those first couple starts in spring training, and a lot of people were very skeptical on what we did and why we did it, and second-guessing a lot of the decisions we made. But I think this one ended up looking like very smart. And you know, I had a brief conversation with Miles via text, and, you know, he's just proud that he could represent the Cardinals, and you're just excited that he's an all-star.
Mo, give our fans an idea of the scouting that goes into Japan and Asia and what the Cardinals are trying to do to get maybe even some more inroads there to find the next Miles Michaelis or another great player from that area.
So every year we continue to increase what our footprint looks like in Asia. And more importantly, it's about getting those looks, as you said. And really, in the scouting world, the more looks, the better. And for us, you know, 10 years ago, we used to have one person go over for maybe a week, and now we have multiple people heading over there, getting multiple looks at different times of the year to give us a little bit more confidence in how to make decisions. And I'd also add that as more players come back from Japan, whether it's an American player or a Japanese player, you start to have more confidence in the analytical side too, because before, the sample size was so small, it was hard to understand how to make decisions based on performance. But now that you've had so many more players come over, the calibration is a lot stronger.
You mentioned this a little bit earlier, but the fact this is kind of a whole team effort, a collaboration of the analytics, the scouting, watching tape, watching in person. It's kind of a celebration in a way for the entire team to see everybody, every part of the organization come together with this signing and to see him go to an all-star game. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think it's certainly a collaboration group. And I think at a time where sometimes scouts don't feel like they get that recognition that they may have had 20 years ago, I think this is a great place to say, hey, look, without it, we're nowhere near making this decision. And so I think it's just a great compliment to that part of the industry as they continue to be a valued asset to our organization. But more importantly, it just truly validates that.
Matt Carpenter on the final vote for the All-Star team, and the turnaround has been nothing short of incredible, and really a credit to him to not get buried after a really rough start.
Well, I think the light bulb went on for him, if you will, sometime in early May, and it just, things changed. And, you know, I think everybody understands that he is a very good player, very good offensive player, and excited he gets this opportunity. Now, it'll be interesting to see if we can generate that support for him, because, as you know, this becomes a little bit of a politicking process, but hopefully the Cardinal fans come out and support Matt and give him the type of encouragement that we need to see happen. I guess more importantly, give him the votes.
Jairo Munoz, could we see more of him, Mo, you think, in the outfield just to make sure that you keep that bat playing? And it seems like defensively he'd be fine infield or outfield.
You know, again, I think we touched a little bit about the outfield last week, and, you know, trying to to find that right mix is going to be, you know, the challenge of any manager, and this is something that Mike's having to deal with. But, you know, trying to get more people to play the outfield means someone else isn't. And so, you know, that's going to be a fine balance. It's going to be something that I don't think I'd be pushing for too much right now until we just get everything situated.
I was looking at State College the other day, and Delvin Perez is up to 297. Is he starting, the former number one pick, first round pick of the Cardinals, is he starting to make the progress that maybe you would hope to have seen the last couple of years? And it looks like maybe it's starting to come together a little bit for him.
It's definitely coming together for him. Obviously, that's a challenging league. And to see him have early success there is great because, obviously, I think from his standpoint, having some confidence as he moves forward is exactly what he needs. And I also think getting out of Florida, when you're stuck in the Gulf Coast League for such a long period of time, I think he's a little bit more refreshed. You're seeing a bounce in his step. And from an offensive standpoint, it's just great to see you swinging it.
Jack Flaherty, what did you see out of Jack yesterday? It was kind of a little up and down for him, but just in general, what did you see?
Well, I think, you know, I did a radio show yesterday where we were talking about the success of our rotation and you know, why you're seeing the team play better. I think one of the themes of that was the ability to throw strikes and get ahead in counts. And I think yesterday that was where Jack struggled a little bit because when you find yourself in deep counts, when you find yourself in hitters counts, you're just on the wrong side of that. And I think, obviously, it didn't go the way he had hoped, but I think that takes nothing away from him in terms of the type of talent you see. And, you know, very excited that we have him and look forward to his next outing.
A couple of guys to ask you about injury-wise, Tyler Lyons and Luke Gregerson. How are they progressing?
Both are progressing well. Both are throwing the ball well. And I would imagine sometime by the end of this week you'll probably see one, if not two, activated. So just something we'll just keep the pulse of, but excited that we're about to get closer to full strength.
Mo, in general, in your position, and not specifically to the Cardinals, but just in general with baseball, how has the wild card and the second wild card affected business in terms of the trade deadline? Is it made it more difficult? Is it made it easier to figure out? Just in a general sense, try to give fans an idea of what that's like. Because I guess more teams think, well, maybe we have a shot. What is it like for you in a general sense, baseball?
I think in a general sense, really what you end up having in the month of July is clarity of whether you're in or out. Not too many teams just find themselves strictly in the middle, which is probably the most awkward place to be because then you're not in a position to maybe be more aggressive to either buy or sell. I think when you see the calendar turn to August, then the moves almost are strictly like you're in it. And in terms of trades, they're a little bit more complicated because of the waiver requirements. But, you know, as you look at the game, I think the trading deadlines become more exciting because of more teams being involved in potential postseason.
Final question. I was looking at Memphis in their first half, and Stubby Clapp is basically on the same pace that he was a year ago, and there was all kinds of records set in postseason for them and the championship. It really is amazing with all the movement the Cardinals have had up and down, guys going back and forth, to see the sustained success that he's put together. It's a credit to him and to his staff and the job that they've done this year.
No doubt. I certainly admire what those guys have been able to do. And you know, when you look at that club, especially when you focus on the everyday club, it has some experience in it. And, you know, I think those guys take professional at-bats. They know how to grind them out. I do think from an offensive standpoint, that's a team that scores some runs. And I think, you know, a lot of the roster movement that they've had to deal with has been more on the pitching side, but they've adapted. Guys have come up, had success. And, you know, it just shows you the depth that we've been able to build there. But, you know, clearly Stubby and his coaching staff have done an amazing job.
Mo, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
A reminder, John Mozeliak joins us every Monday, Mondays with Mo, Tuesday and Friday, the Minor League Report, and also updated this weekend on the website, a visit with Mitch Harris. I think you'll really, really enjoy that one. Thanks for checking out Scoops with DannyMac.com.